Proclamation number 247, dated the January 4th, 1938. Errors. The Lord himself walks amongst people. Proclamation of a wise disciple. Realize the importance of carrying God the Lord in your heart. And then listen to the eternal truths which flow to you in abundance, and place your whole will at the Lord's feet. For blessed is he who lets himself be guided by the Lord himself. He will never go astray, and God will take care of all his worries, just as he takes care of those who want to serve him and acknowledge him as Father. People are constantly being taught that they should make contact with the above cormorant. Through all kinds of tribulations, souls are led to the Lord cormorant. For his children in need, he always provides the right consolation. Everything living on earth shall arise again in eternity, and if the Lord himself accompanies people in order to help them with his word, then this repeatedly demonstrates to you the divine love, which does not want any being to become corrupted and constantly struggles for this soul in order that it should liberate itself from the power of evil. Countless misconceptions often delude people, and in order to draw their attention to the fact that they live in error, the Lord himself goes through the land and knocks at every door. The heart which is receptive is lovingly taken care of by the Savior, and then the earthly child will always be protected by him and need only let itself be guided. And so the Lord dwells amongst all of you and takes hold of each person's hand. Every worry is intended to lovingly draw your attention to your lifetime goal. Only pain and misery will finally lead you to the contemplation of God, and your spirit will lift itself up. What loss will the world then be to you, even if it offers you everything? Can even one of you recognize the path of ascent when all earthly pleasures his heart desires are offered to him? Your senses become blunted, they demand increasingly more, and the soul gradually fades into the background, although it should constantly strive to progress. Therefore, sacrifice all your wishes to the Lord and be grateful to him, no matter how he guides you and what he bestows upon you. And now a wise disciple of the Lord wants to speak to you. You humans everywhere live as if the Son of the Lord had not risen above you, and you don't recognize the power which comes forth from the words of the Lord. So I am calling you and you and informing you that the Savior moves amongst you. Honor and love him with all your heart, for you owe your life to his power and great goodness, and if you live your lives in a dignified way, you will recognize the Lord, yet all your striving shall relate solely to him. For all the Spirit and the glory of God will come upon you if you remain true to his word. But if you do not recognize yourselves, you will not partake in this word, then you will search in vain for the path which is intended to lead you forward. However, the wisest person of all is someone who triumphs over himself, for a reward is beckoning to him which will compensate him for all humiliations and will lift up the one who lowers himself. And furthermore, it will benefit you if you give up what you deem indispensable, for only he, who regards himself small and humbly bows down before the Lord, will become great. Try to endure everything. Take all distress upon yourselves, always think of the Savior, and you will lift yourselves up from the earthly heaviness, because the Savior's love tries to draw you to himself. Amen.